Good evening once again. Welcome to Maiden Voyage. My name is Brett Edmondson, and until 2 a.m. on WVBR, we'll be bringing you the best in new and classic mainstream jazz. Our theme, of course, is playing behind us from Herbie Hancock's first album, Maiden Voyage. Tonight we have two special features for you. First, an interview with Nigel Cambridge, who was born in Ithaca, but is making his professional debut, I believe, at the Chariot next week. We'll be talking to him and playing a few of the cuts from tape made by his band in a few minutes, just about 11:30. And then, at midnight, we'll be featuring in its entirety Chick Corea's new album, Three Quartets. Those of you who saw Chick Corea at the Strand a few months ago will remember some of the music you'll be hearing on that album, because it's the same music and the same musicians that the quartet was performing. Before we get to our interview with Nigel Cambridge, though, I'd like to feature some new music by Ray Bryant, a brand new release called Hot Turkey. We heard the title cut, Ray Bryant on piano, Major Holly bass, and Panama Francis drums. This is Maiden Voyage Jazz, and it's 11:29. We have with us in the studio Nigel Cambridge, a local musician making his professional debut in the Ithaca area. Say hello to everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you playing?
Well, Wednesday the 8th is our debut, like you said, and we'll be at the Chariot starting at 9:30.
I mentioned when I began the show that you were born in Ithaca, and you told me that's not true. You're actually born in Seneca Falls?
Yeah, Geneva area.
Move a little closer to the mic so everybody can hear you better. Well, who are your friends in the band?
Well, we have Ed Nizolowski on sax and woodwinds.
Yeah.
He's a Potsdam music major. And we've got Roger Bacorn on the guitars, mandolin, acoustic guitar, and electric guitars. He's basically known in the area for his bluegrass work and little jazz, country jazz work.
I think I've heard his name. Has he played with bluegrass bands in this area?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he was written up in the paper as Mr. Bluegrass, I guess, something to that effect. Upstate New York's best, basically it. Then we've got Jim Lawrence on bass. He's been mostly jazz rock fusion.
Yeah.
He's played with people like Jack's New Licks.
And
myself, I'm on drums.
Oh, so you're the drummer.
Percussion.
And the leader of the quintet. That's why you like Art Blakey so much.
Yeah, I usually, you know, Art Blakey, Billy Higgins, that style, laid-back drums type.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been playing together with this group?
Well, actually, we only had like three practices.
Uh-huh.
The music was basically there already. The three of them had already worked it out, and then I sat in with them, and due to the business nature of getting the things on the road, it kind of fell into my hands, so...
Mm-hmm.
There we had the Nigel Cambridge Quartet.
The Nigel Cambridge Quartet. Okay, we have a tape here in the studio, which we're about to hear from. This is one of five songs we have. What's the title of the first song on this tape?
Well, the first cut is All of Me. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure who did that first. It's done by a number of people.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's arranged in a vocal jazz, vocal swing type way, and... Roger's on vocals, and there again, I have to say that specifies the Art Blakey, Billy Higgins type of laid-back drums, and also in specifically in jazz, you find a lot of the walking bass style, and that's really apparent in this song.
Okay, well, let's give it a listen. This is All of Me by the Nigel Cambridge Quintet.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see that I'm good with that?